found something more, meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences? Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they'll ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, can be both rewarding and lucrative. Exit Realty's revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology provide you with the tools you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call me today, Robin Collins, R-O-B-Y-N Collins with Red Robin Homes at 843-557-5003. Again, that's 843-557-5003. Or visit me at redrobinhomes.com/joinexit and make your exit today.
So, Jason, look, man, you have blown my mind today. Like, seriously, because the concept you're talking about reminds me a lot of some of the other strategies that I employ with some of my investors where they purchase through the IRA or what have you, and it's distance, it's separated, that money flows back in to the IRA. And then apparently, obviously, when you get to retirement age, that's when, quote unquote, cash out or start to receive. Now, depending upon what your structure is, you'll make that money, you'll earn that money over the years tax-free. And then your taxation rate, at least we hope it will be when you retire, will be lower than what the taxation rate is otherwise. Who knows?
We're going to better that. This is like a Roth IRA, Corwin. What I'm talking about, any age, any amount of money they want to put in, we are going to better that strategy. You're going to add more value to all your investors because they're going to come through their PPLI policy because now they're going to grow tax-free. They're going to be asset protected from creditors and they can access the money whenever they want. They don't have to wait till 59 and a half. They can make that money in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, whenever the hell they want to make that money, let them make it and let them access it tax-free through a policy loan. I am so happy we connected.
That is amazing, man. So I'm going to even throw this out for our listeners because, Jason, the concept, unless you tell me different, this is how I also see an opportunity in the concept. Because, see, sometimes as a listener, maybe you don't qualify for the universal policy, maybe health-wise, maybe you got this, you can enroll a policy for your child and do the same thing. So now a spouse, now you've already started the whole piece and whole concept of legacy. You're able to start it because you'll insure this child or this spouse or whoever, and you'll pump that money to that policy and be able to do this. It is impressive, man, but the whole tax-free piece, that's what I was missing, man. You just blew my mind today, man. I didn't know.
Don't forget, people that don't have a spouse or child, they can use a business partner. They can own the
content
on a partner. So you bring in a guy and you say, okay, we're going to work together. You'll bring do different things. We'll do different things. And now together, because you guys are in business together, this is key person policy. Mm-hmm. They'll do this through a key person. The company can own the policy. And if there's only one person that's insurable, the company can still own it. Somebody can still benefit from it. It's very important. Mm-hmm. I like to say to people, if you've got health problems, don't stress about that. We can find the solution. Maybe it's that your advisor where you were didn't really know where to go. And I'll even tell you my own story. We end on this. I unfortunately suffered from very bad diabetes. It was a very bad situation. I was very overweight. I had a lot of issues. And frankly, I was able to solve that situation. I had something called gastric bypass surgery, lost 90 pounds, got that diabetes under control. And now I'm easily insurable. And I tell your listeners, if they want to, they can reach out to me. I'm happy to share my story, give them advice. Don't feel like you're uninsurable. If you have a terminal disease, you're probably uninsurable. But if you have the normal issues that we all have in life, life's tough, throws us punches. I always believe that let me try to help you find that right policy. Don't think you're uninsurable. We can do it. We're very good at it.
So Jason, you're giving us a website to go to get more information. For our listeners, guys, I'll pull the site up. Look here. It is easy peasy, lemon squeezy, if you will, to connect with Jason and his team. But Jason, how else can our listeners get in contact with you? How else can they reach you?
I know this is rare, but I'm going to give people my cell phone number. You could literally text me. I respond right away. You get direct to me. My cell phone number is my original number from 30 years ago, just to show you that. I'm not running away from anybody. My strategies are real. They're principal protected. That's why I can keep the same cell phone number for 30 years. Here it is. Area code. I used to live in New York City before I moved to Florida. But my area code, 917. Area code 917-603-2365. That was 917-603-2365. Text me, call me. If I'm awake, I'll answer. And I will be happy. I will be happy to share my knowledge. Just mention that you've heard me on exit strategies. I may not be as nice to you if you come from some other show. All right. Gotta say Corwin sent you. If you say that, I promise to be nice. Now, look, I can't help everybody, but I will hear your story. I will give insight. And if I can't help you, I'll send you to somebody that can. But I am happy to have that conversation. I also tell people, go on Amazon for 99 cents. Buy my book. Demand Transparency is the name of the book on Amazon. 99 cents is the digital version. And I'll make a deal for only your listeners. If you buy the book for 99 cents and you don't like it, text me and I'll Venmo you the money. I will send you back the 99 cents if you didn't find value.
That is awesome.
That's how convinced I am you're going to love my book. I talk about all these strategies. I share my life story, and I think your listeners will get a kick out of it. But I said, if you don't like it, you text me and I will Venmo you that 99 cents. I'll even give you a dollar. I will bump it up. You will get a bump from me. I don't think I know how to send 99 cents. I'm only kidding. Look, Cor, I had such a blast on your show. You're a hell of a lot of fun, and I'm excited to help your listeners. But if there's anything I can do, I stand as a resource. I'm actually coming out with another book in a couple of months. I haven't even finished the title, but it's just going to be on that strategy of it's called private placement life insurance. And I think, unfortunately, I really implore, if you've got lawyers that are listening and accountants that are listening, if the stuff I'm mentioning is not familiar to them, give me a call. Let me teach it to you, because your clients need this. They want to have you be a proactive advisor. They're not. Someone said to me, my accountant is a record keeper. I tell him what I did, and he tells me what I owe. And I don't think that's sustainable. I think accountants, lawyers need to be proactive. They need to be bringing ideas to their clients and value. Everything eventually is going to become commoditized. You can get a tax return now in India for $12, somebody told me. So should somebody spend a few hundred bucks on a tax return, or a few thousand? It's because they're getting valuable advice, which is saving them thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. That's why these advisors are adding value. So I really do enjoy talking to end users. But if you think your lawyer or your accountant or your financial advisor or your insurance broker doesn't know the things that Corwin and I discussed today, you send them my way. Let me talk to them. Because I think if you tell them all this stuff, they're going to say, there's no way this works.
You got that up. Somebody teaching that on YouTube by some way or another, and this and and all that kind of stuff. So, Jason, look, let me plug you with, I call this, it's a hindsight question, really and truly is what it is. It is, if you knew what you know now way back yonder when. So you made mention of hitting the 50-year-old milestone, and you've been in 30 years in what you've been doing. So for me this year, it is 50 and 20. I've been real estate for 20 years as a career. And if I was to know or had known back then what I know now, how much further I would be along. So my question to you is just that. What is it that you wish you would have known when you started in the very beginning that would have catapulted you far past where you are currently?
When I started talking to people, I was young, right? I was in my 20s, early 20s. And what I would say to you is, it is never too early to start these plans. When someone mentioned the word life insurance, I would say to you that you must start as early as possible. People's health changes. As you get older, these products become less compelling. They're still compelling, but they're less compelling. If you had said to me when you were 20 years old, Jason, I was lucky enough to make some money, dump in a bunch of money into these contracts. They produce tax-free income. They give you the certitude. They're paid up in just a couple of years. If someone had just told me, and I bought a lot of insurance, but I didn't buy enough for what I really would like now. It seemed like a lot back then, but I came from a very humble background in Brooklyn, New York. So for me, what was a lot back then is not as much as I would like right now. And now it's much more expensive. So all of your listeners, it's never too early to set yourself up, to set your family up, even to set up your kids. People don't realize you take a kid who's young, you start putting a little bit of money. It doesn't even take a lot of money. Their college is paid for. Their first home paid for. Their retirement paid for. You can give people the gift of confidence. That's what's the most amazing thing, that you can change people's lives. I've got clients that have been able to allow their children to pursue their passions, things that they really wanted to do, and they might not have otherwise had to do if they had the normal financial pressures we all have. We're not talking about millionaires, Corwin. We're talking about regular people. We're talking about people that were able to become school teachers without worrying about finances. They didn't want to go a corporate guy. They wanted to teach kids. And now they're able to do that because every year, in addition to their salary as a teacher, they're probably making equal or more from some of these tax-free income plans. So that's my message, is never too late to start, but the best time to start is yesterday. So start right now. Build one of these plans. It's going to help you, your family. It's going to help the world, because you say, I don't need this. I don't have a family to give this to. Give it to charity. Amplify your wealth. Give it to your local church or synagogue. Instead of giving them money right now, here's $100 a month. Here's $1,000 a month, whatever you're giving. Imagine leaving them $1 million. When you're not there one day, your money dries up. But not if you leave a legacy like you talk about, Corwin. You could leave a legacy for your kids. You could leave it for your church or synagogue. That's important to me, to be able to do that. And I hope your listeners take that away from our message and our conversation today. There's such an opportunity to do good in the world, to change people's lives just by being creative, just by thinking outside of the box, and just by recognizing that these tools that we talked about have so many different uses. So I appreciate the chance again. You're an incredible host and really appreciate you inviting me on today. Thank you so much.
Jason, thank you. Thank you. Jason, again, bottom of my heart, man, look, this is mind-blowing information for me. I'm already over here. I'm over here putting things into categories and this, that, because some of the things I've already were aware of, some I was not. And all of it as a unit, I track and follow. So I'm like, okay, this is what we can do. So this is the conversation we need to start having. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to connect with you in the future as we talk more about this and explore it. And most importantly, as we help our listeners implement these strategies and change their lives. So Jason, again, my man, my God, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of the Exit Strategy Radio Show family and for being on with us today.
My pleasure.
So for our listeners, guys, look, y'all know, today, look here, mind blown. So I want you to catalog this episode. I want you to go back. If you're listening to it live on the radio, great. However, on Monday, because I know this would have messed you up this weekend, you'd have been thinking and strategizing. On Monday, I need you to go to ExitStrategiesRadioShow.com, to our website. I need you to listen to this episode again. Take your notes. Most importantly, pull Jason's contact information if you missed it, if you could not write it because you were driving or for whatever reason. Maybe you're about to burn them grits and eggs this morning. Whatever it is, I need you to go pull this episode, listen to it, get Jason's information, and contact him. We have no excuse for our lack of action. There is no excuse for our lack of action. Guys, let's go beyond that. You know how I feel. You know how I say, guys. Y'all know I always put the two of those things together, and I say it to you this way, which is I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in those streets.